option. You know, these are imperfect resources that do have impacts, just like all of these resources are imperfect and they all have impacts.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration is projecting that gas power generation will become increasingly common under the Obama administration's climate plan. The agency expects the regulations would cause more coal plants to shut down, and gas will begin to take its place, followed by more renewable energy. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick.
This is NPR News.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Greece's creditors suggested for the first time that a deal to avert the country's bankruptcy is in sight after an 11th-hour proposal submitted by Athens on Monday made a significant concession on pension cuts. The new plan is a potential turning point just days before the Greek government needs to secure fresh financing to meet a $1.75 billion debt payment due to the International Monetary Fund at the end of the month. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending June 21. The numbers look like this. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 71% down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 23%, poor, 5%, and very poor, 1%. Soybeans planted reached 90% versus 87% last week. And the five-year rolling average of 95%, with planting notably behind in Kansas and Missouri. Soybeans emerged 84% versus 75% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 87%. Soybean conditions look like this. Good to excellent, 65%, down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 27%, poor, 6%, and very poor, 2%. And wheat harvested, hard winter wheat, is 19% versus 11% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 31%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 18,065, is up 40 points. The NASDAQ's 4,537, up 4.5. And the S&P 500 is 2,117, also up 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have ourselves a lot of flooding still going on across parts of the Midwest from all that leftover precipitation that came from Bill last week. It still looks as though the precipitation will be at a minimum yet for another day or so, but another cool front will likely work its way across the Midwest as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday in the northern parts of the Midwest, and then it will sag southward on Thursday night into Friday, maybe lingering into Saturday. So most of the lower Midwest will see another round of significant precipitation. Rain totals with this event could easily get up into the range of 1 to 2 inches. Some localized amounts, maybe 2.5 inches, will occur. Obviously, with that much rain occurring over saturated soil, it won't take long to cause some more flooding across parts of the region. Now, the good news is that the heavier rains may be a little bit more localized, so perhaps we won't see quite so many areas impacted by the moisture. But with that said, everybody knows that any moisture at this point really isn't necessary, certainly isn't wanted, and a little bit of drier bias would certainly be helpful across the region. This morning, we've got a little bit of rain already occurring across parts of the Midwest. It's a very small pocketed area, and it is focused mostly on the area near east central portions of Indiana and extending from there into central Ohio. The precipitation is really a narrow band, but it is moving out of the region, and it's not likely to last very long. Another disturbance, though, over South Dakota this morning is going to eventually work its way into the western Corn Belt, and we'll keep an eye on that system because it does represent a part of the upcoming precipitation that's going to be moving across the region as we move out into the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Now, as I mentioned before, the precipitation will not be real well distributed across the region, at least as far as the heavier amounts is concerned, and that's true. A majority of the region will probably see rain totals as we finish out this week in the range of 0.3 to 1 inch, and there may be something a little bit heavier in a couple of pockets. Like I said, it could get up to 2.5 inches. The system will be followed by some cooler temperatures. We expect most of the Midwest to end up with temperatures below average as we finish out this week and move into the weekend. The high temperatures across the region today and tomorrow will certainly be seasonable, running mostly in the middle and upper 70s through the 80s. Some temperatures over 90 degrees may occur on the southern fringes of some of our crop country, from Missouri into parts of Kentucky and southernmost sections of Indiana and southern Ohio. But this will be the last couple of days of that kind of heat. By the time we get to Friday and into Saturday, we'll likely find temperatures only in the 70s. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a couple of temperatures in the northern Midwest in the upper 60s. The cooler bias conditions will be with us for a while. A ridge of high pressure is expected to build up over western portions of North America as we finish out this work week and move into the weekend. That will create an upper-level flow pattern that is northwest to southeast, and that'll keep cooler air moving across the region as it flows in from Canada. Some showers will come with the cooler air, but we shouldn't see the kind of volume of significant rains that we've seen here recently. And once we get to Friday, I think we will be done with the heavier rainfall for a while. Rivers and streams will likely slowly recede as far as their water levels is concerned. We should see firming soil. It won't be absolutely dry, though, and we'll need to see warmer temperatures come back in order to create the best possible environment for our corn and soybeans. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat 522.5 up 10.5. September 531.5 up 10.5. Soft July wheat 511.5 up 10.25. September 516.5 up 10.5. July corn 368 up 8. September 372.75 up 8.5. December 381.25 up 7.75, now up 8. Go out to July, $4.05 and a quarter now, and up 6.75. July soybeans, 9.93.5 up 4. September, 9.65.25 up 4.25. November, 9.63.5, now 63, up 3.75, now up 4. July soybean meal, 3.33.50 down 10. July soybean oil, 32.95 up 3 cents. June live cattle, 152.05 down 40. August feeders, 225.70 down 7.5. July lean hogs are 75.10. They're up 87.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Do you think we're looking at July beans before they go off the board at something over $10?
That's a very distinct possibility. They could do that today, let alone later in the week and after the report on next Tuesday. But here we are. We hit 996 early today, backed off to back negative. Here we are back at 93.5, 94 area. So that could easily happen.
And the fundamentals for why beans have been rallying are what?
Rain. Too much rain makes less grain.
Too much rain makes less grain, and I guess if you are living in southern Illinois or you're living in southern Indiana and you're trying to get your wheat off and your beans on, that's quite a chore at the moment.
Yeah, that's a problem just getting anything harvested wheat-wise, and then after you get it harvested, how do you get beans in a muddy mess?
Right, so. That's right. Okay, so why is corn rallying? Corn has had pretty much a muted week late last week and early this week, but today it's taken off.
Yep, we are taking off. Well, how much nitrogen is being lost out of corn We won't know that until we harvest, but a lot of in wet soil conditions, a lot of nitrogen leaves us, a lot of yellow corn around from being flooded, a lot of corn that's under stress due to too much moisture.
Is numbers being bandied about at the end, for the end of the month, acreage and or quarterly grain stock report, a bullish influence on either of these commodities?
I think they're bullish on both. They're looking at most of the corn acres got planted, but there's a few that didn't, and they're talking anywhere from 3 to 8 million acres of beans that maybe won't get planted, and 2 to 3 million of that's in Missouri, over a million of it's in Kansas. And you got some everywhere else in the Midwest. I mean, we have acres around here that haven't got planted yet.
And the yields have to be taken down eventually, don't they?
I would think on beans, if you plant beans July 30th, you're not going to yield as much as if you planted them May 30th.
Do you think?
I mean, June 30th.
Yeah. Do you think the national average is a couple of bushels lower than USDA's estimate currently?
I think eventually it will be, unless we have a great, great summer, well, that goes way into fall.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: July corn 367 up 7, September 371 and a half up 7 and a quarter, December 380 and a quarter up 6 and 3 quarters, July soybeans 992 and a half up 3, September 964 up 3, November 962 and a quarter up 3. July soybean meal 332.10 down 150. July soybean oil 32.94 up 2 cents. July lean hog 75.05, they're up 82 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.